Why your job is more at risk if you're working remote. No longer just a byproduct of the pandemic, remote work has become a prevalent option for most workforces, with the expectation that nearly a quarter of all workers will be fully remote by 2025, according to a Forbes Advisor report. However, remote workers are also being laid off at a higher rate than in-house workers, according to data firm Live Data Technologies. In response, many workers have changed their work habits in an effort to stay relevant. Leslie Dunbar, a project manager for a national accounting practice based on the West Coast, told the Epoch Times that she has a specific daily ritual to ensure she's viewed as a vital part of the team, though she's based in the East Coast. "I work Pacific time hours by my own choice because that is when my boss and the rest of the team work," she said. "No one asked me to do this. I was proactive in thinking through the adjustments I could make for myself that would help my success and the team's success." Terry Kurtzberg, professor of management and global business at Rutgers Business School, said that Ms. Dunbar's strategy is spot on, but also says some burden for effective employee communication needs to be placed on the employer. "The out-of-sight, out-of-mind problem is very real. But it's not realistic to say it didn't work and just come back to the office," Kurtzberg told the Epoch Times. The billion-dollar question is, how do employers manage work without the intangibles that make employees comfortable, and how do you know that the work is being done at the levels you expect? Another area of concern for remote employees, according to analysis from Live Data Technologies, is that remote workers were promoted 31% less often than employees working in in-office or hybrid schedule in 2023. Live Data Technologies said it looked at a sample size of 2 million white-collar workers split evenly between remote workers and in-office workers. In 2023, 599,000 people changed jobs within the sample size. Of those, 168,000 individuals left a company and didn't start a new job within 60 days, which Live Data Technologies classified as involuntary or a layoff. Remote workers need to be more visible. Dell CEO Michael Dell made that clear in an employee memo released earlier this year that for remote team members, it is important to understand the trade-offs. Career advancement, including applying to new roles in the company, will require a team member to reclassify as hybrid on-site. Rochelle Klozik holds two remote hats as a team supervisor and employee at a Michigan IT company while living in Florida. She told the Epoch Times that remote employees and supervisors need to engage with coworkers about more than work to remain consistently visible. "I meet with my team online frequently, and we talk about what's going on in their lives and how I can work with them better," she said. "We have things like after-hours Zoom calls and parties, and you have to show your face and be involved, showing the company you're engaged. But there's more than work to discuss." Klozik said the onus to show a human side to remote employee interactions is her responsibility as a supervisor. "I manage people, and if I don't give them something relatable, people won't like working for me." Not everyone is enamored with remote employees. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, in a recent speech trying to share why working downtown in Minneapolis was beneficial to companies, called those who choose to work remotely losers, according to a video released by Fox 9. "I don't know if you saw this study the other day, but what this study clearly showed is that when people who have the ability to come downtown but don't, when they stay home, sitting on their couch with their nasty cat blanket, fiddling on their laptop, if they do that for a few months, you become a loser. It's a study. We're not losers, are we?" he said. A two-way street. Kurtzberg acknowledges the negative viewpoint that some employers have about remote workers they have never met and says there is a straightforward way to solve that issue. People simply need to go into the office occasionally, even if they're not asked to. It's easier to reach out to them once you've met them. They need to go in and develop a personal connection. People do best when they get to know someone on a one-on-one basis, not a giant Zoom call, she said. However, employers must be cognizant of the potential legal implications of laying off remote staff, according to employment attorney Jacqueline Rad of Fisher and Phillips in Los Angeles. What if many of your project managers work from home to balance work and caregiving responsibilities? Are they predominantly female employees? Using remote worker status as the layoff criteria could be unlawful if it has a disparate impact on women, Rad said in a written statement to the Epoch Times. Dunbar, who is also a mother, says she lets her bosses know she's serious about her remote work by playing as if she were on site even though she's thousands of miles away. I get ready in the morning and dress professionally each day, same as if I were going into the office, and I have my video on as much as it makes sense to add some personal connection, she said. I guess the summary for me is to be proactive and team-minded. I have found those traits typically lead to being seen as a valuable addition regardless of where you sit.